Hello, it's Fake Nukes Phil coming to you from the basement, deep inside the Soviet States of America once again. Rocky is joining us today in spirit. So maybe I'll call this the cognitive dissonance special, because the psyops that have been happening this week are just a slap in the face to those of my critics who consider me a nut because I say everything's fake in the media. Well, yeah, if you hear it on national media, it's fake. We live in a Soviet state. And what are the Soviets famous for is to propagandize their own population. And that's where you live. I know you don't want to believe it. I know many of you think the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. That's a big joke. Wake up. The Soviet Union only got stronger after they faked their death in 1991. That's what gangsters do. So this week we had another Holocaust, right? At the beach in Sydney, Australia. A targeting of Jewish people. And you think they faked it. Most people on the internet, on social media, believe that the Jews faked October 7th and they faked this latest shooting at Sydney, Australia. Well, let me tell you, there's been like 1,000 events that have been faked in between then. And the Jews are behind all of it. We pointed out the Jewish connections to Sandy Hook. We pointed out the Jewish connections to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. We point out the Jewish connections to all these shootings. And you see, what's happening is that you people want to protect your image. I don't want people to think that I'm crazy. Because if I say that all these shootings are fake, well, then people are going to start thinking that I'm crazy. Well, I think you're crazy because you believe everything you see in the Jewish media. And you have no discernment to even research any of these events. You just automatically believe they're true, and you think you're educated, and you think you know what's going on. You don't know shit. You don't know what's going on in Gaza. You don't know shit because you're too worried about your image. You're too worried. You're ego-driven, and you're worried about your image. I fuck your image. You know, there's no way to get to the truth with your method. In fact, you'll be hanging out in freaking Stupidville under your method forever. So we get a guy at the Bondi shooting. This guy ain't Jewish. This woman ain't Jewish, but they're lying through their teeth, right? I mean, lying through their teeth about dead bodies and about getting a woman's number while there's dead bodies all around. I mean, just total ridiculous. But you believe it. Wait, no, in this case, you actually believe this is fake, because in this Bondi incident, it's so obvious Jewish propaganda that you have no choice. Oh, but wait, I hear that Max Egan is saying that this Bondi shooting is real. Well, there you go. There you go. Go over to fucking Max Egan's channel. That's where you fucking belong. And go wallow in his fucking ignorance. Man, you know what? At this point, I just want you people to just continue to be stupid, because I want nothing to do with you. I really don't. And we got this Brown University shooting. And oh, look at this. We have another victim of two shootings. And you people think this is perfectly logical. Well, Phil, it's perfectly logical, because there's so many school shootings that it makes sense that there are people that are involved in multiple school shootings. Bullshit. This means they're using multiple actors, or they're using the same actors in multiple shootings, fake shootings. Okay, that's the more logical answer. But you people want to live in the world of fantasy and want to believe that this mathematical impossibility could possibly be true. You don't care. And of course, we get the Jewish guy laughing as he's getting the fake blood painted on him. No, we've had this at all these school shootings, at all these fake shootings, we have this. But I don't want to be crazy like Phil. I'm worried about how people will think of me. Yeah, well, you know, go fuck yourself. And we have the girl, the daughter, who never sheds a tear for her father, who is throwing bricks at the shooter, which is just so stupid. I mean, the guy has a rifle, and he's throwing bricks at him. And it is just, these Jews are just so lame whenever they do a psyop like this. And then we did the fakeologist show, and we did the Three Stooges toothache bandage here. And but all these school shootings are fake. This Brown University shooting, it's just so we've been telling you for years, and you want to stay at Max Egan level. Well, then go the hell over to Max Egan's channel. Here's some a Korean girl and an Indian girl helping with the Brown University school shooting. They're not Jewish. So the Jews are getting a lot of help in these fake shootings, a lot of help. You're not helping us get to the bottom of it. You want to stay in the idiot level. Max Egan thinks this is real. This is a real live baby getting used as a stage prop in Gaza. Yeah, Max will tell you that this is real. This is child abuse is what this is. And so Max Egan is protecting the child abusers. That's what he's doing. And then we got the fake war in Ukraine, and you people wanted to believe that that's real. We got the rubber babies in Gaza. We've got the actors, the mother holding the corpse of her dead child, and she never sheds a tear. We only see this phenomenon in Gaza, where these mothers can hold the corpse, the freshly dead corpse of their own child, and never shed a tear. Now, they do a whiny face. They do a whiny face, but you freaking idiots are so fucking stupid. A whiny face does not equal crying. This is a gypsy. Do you understand how gypsies operate? You don't. I think you're gypsies. I think you're all, and you're all of you are playing a role. You're not cared about getting to the bottom of these things. You're just worried about your image, because all of you are actors. You're worried about your outside image. You're not interested in getting to the truth. You're not a genuine person. A genuine person wants to get to the truth of the matter. None of you are genuine people, except for the small group of people that follow my channel, which is a very small group. This video will reach about 500 people, which is nothing, which is literally nothing. Okay, and the vast majority of you just are actors. You're not genuine people. You don't care about truth. You only worry about your image, about how people see you. You know, and I don't respect people like you. I simply don't. Go over to Max Egan's channel. Go over to Alex Jones' channel. That's where you belong. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so I just wanted to do the cognitive dissonance special. The psyop here really rubs it in your faces. But you won't eat crow. You won't admit it. You will just protect your image and say, at least I'm not crazy like Phil. And I want people around me to look at me as an intelligent person. And I don't want them to think I'm crazy like Phil. I want them to think I'm educated. I've been to college and I have a degree and I'm so smart. I wonder how many smart people were involved in this Bondi hoax. How many academics are just betraying humanity by telling us this event is real. We have been betrayed by our academics for decades now. Ever since the end of World War II, when we put Einstein at the genius level of our academia, we have been living in Einstein's universe for the past 80 years, and it's a hoax. That's why my channel is called Fake Nukes, because we have been under the spell of these fake scientists for 80 years. And humanity is in a dark age. We're not making any advancements. That's why we're still putting gasoline in our cars. And we're faking outer space. And we haven't split the atom. All we're doing is we're putting tracking devices in everyone's pocket in the form of a cell phone so that we know their every move and their every thought. This, just like Vladimir Lenin wished for. And now Vladimir Lenin is smiling in his grave. All right. So Rocky says bye. and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.